Good afternoon, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to Lojas Americanas conference call on the results of the first quarter of 2012. Today we have here with us Mr. Murilo Correa, Investor Relations and Financial Director of Lojas Americanas, and Mr. François Bloquet, Director of Investor Relations at B2W. We remind you that this presentation is being recorded and that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. We will then start the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should you need any assistance during the call, please dial star zero for the operator. You should also be reminded that today's conference call has the support of a PowerPoint presentation available at ri.lasa.com.br. Before proceeding, we would like to let you know that any forward-looking statements made during this conference call relative to Lojas Americanas' business outlook, operating and financial projections and goals refer to the company's management's beliefs and assumptions and are based on information currently available. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of future performance. They involve risks and uncertainties as they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors should be aware that general economic scenario, industry conditions, and other may affect Lojas Americanas' performance and lead to results that materially differ from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to hand it over to Mr. Murilo Correa, who will give the presentation on the financial and operating highlights of Lojas Americanas. If you please, Mr. Murilo. Good afternoon to all, and thank you for standing by. It's a great pleasure to welcome you at this conference call to present the performance of Lojas Americanas in the first quarter of 2012. Lojas Americanas occupies a leading position among the ranking of Brazilian retail chains using a multi-channel structure. Besides its 632 stores present in 24 states in addition to the Federal District, the company offers its customer a broad assortment of products that are marketed via the Internet, our telesales, catalogs, TV channel, and kiosks. The accounting information used as a basis for our commentaries are presented in accordance with the IFRS standard and in accordance with the rules set forth by the CVM, Brazilian CVM, or Commission of Valores Mobiliários, and are stated in reais. We shall now begin our presentation with slide number two. In slide two, we show you the growth of our gross and net revenue of the parent company and consolidated revenues. On the first quarter of 2012, the parent company gross income reached 1.7 billion, up 17.5% vis-a-vis the first quarter of 2011. In consolidated figures, gross revenue rose to 2.8 billion, representing a growth of 8.6%. In the first quarter of 2012, the parent company's net revenue was of 1.4 billion, an expansion of 18% as compared to the first quarter of 2011. The consolidated net revenue reached 2.4 billion, growing 8.1%. The increase in same-store net revenues was of 8% in the first months of the year. In slide three, we disclose the parent companies with a consolidated gross margin and operating expenses. The parent company's gross margin in the first quarter of 2012 was of 31.1% of the red revenues, and the consolidated gross margin represented 29.9% of the red revenues. The SG&A expenses of the controlling company represented 16.5% of net revenues in the first quarter of 2012. This represents an increase of 0.2 percentage points. In consolidated figures, the expenses relating to SG&A were of 18.8% of net revenues in the first quarter of 2012, showing an improvement of 0.2 percentage points in relation to the first quarter of 2011.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Murilo. I have two questions. First of all, could you please explain a little more about this increase in gross margin? Well, the comparison last year was quite complicated, but you were able to secure a good expansion. Could you please explain what were the drivers? Was it just a change in mix, or did you make new negotiations with your suppliers? This is the first point. And in addition, you said that this year you would step on the gas to continue growing, but last year you delivered below the guidance of inflation plus 2%, and so that would be the purpose this year. Focus on this, but keeping flat margins. But without looking at this quarter, we have an acceleration of same-store sales, and gross margin also grew significantly. So could you please tell me what went right in the first quarter? Is this sustainable along the year? What should we expect? Thank you. Good afternoon, João. Thank you for your participation. In relation to your first question about the delta in margins, well, this comes in as no surprise. If we look back to our achievements in the year of 2011, we were able to consolidate all practices we have engaged in recent years, and this is bearing fruit. The practices are leading to good results. We see continuous improvement with an enhancement of our supply chain, a new level of partnership with our suppliers, and all of this in combination with the type of business we carry at Americanas. This is a unique business with many segments, and we don't depend exclusively on any single of the segments. We carry a variety of products in our assortment. We also have some special events along the year, and these events are very helpful to increase our margins. So this combination of a mix of products is also a boon, but we're not changing the mix. I think that what's driving the performance is a combination of several factors. We couldn't single out a single one. But we have been perfecting our logistics model and enhancing operations at the stores. Our assortment is defined with surgical precision, and this has been pushing our margins forward. As for growth, we don't really give the market any guidance on that issue. We say inflation plus 2%. We were below that last year. And this year, as you reminded us, on the first quadrimester, we had a performance that was much better than the last quarter of 2011. And this shows that the adjustments we have made are now leading to results. So we feel very optimistic about 2012. We are sure that it will be a great year, both in operating results that will be driven by the consistent growth of our business, especially as represented by sales. Great, Murilo. Just a quick point I would like to explain. Let's talk about FAA. The results were about 1 million positive this quarter, but when we look at the break-even, what's really missing so that FAA could give a more significant contribution to the results? I know it was very important to reach the break-even point, and you took several steps in that direction. But what are the new initiatives in FAA? Well, the equity results in Lojas Americanas were positive, 50%, 2 million reais. We absorbed 1 million reais in our equity. This was slightly better than last year. I can talk about the business. It was a very stable portfolio. Delinquency rates are under check. This is the result of our very conservative policies in customer acquisition. They were implemented this year, and this has reduced our risk levels, and we are seeing the results show up in FAA performance in the first 3 months of the month. And as for the future, we continue reviewing with Itaú. Everybody knows that Itaú is the manager of the business, and we remain involved and committed so that our financing operation can be very successful. Thank you so much, Murilo. You may-